We know family is everything for the Supermamas community, and we only want the best for our kids. But to build a better future, we must be conscious of health and research. The All of Us Research Program is the largest and most diverse health resource ever, and is representing all of those groups who have been left out of research in the past, including people of color, seniors, rural areas, low income, LGBTQ, and more. The program wants the best for the community and believes participation in research will create a better future. We can discover more with continued research so we can help future generations. For example, did you know that even the foods of our different cultures can affect us in different ways as we get older? Join us in creating a better tomorrow by participating in the All of Us Research Program. For more information, visit joinallofus.org/supermamas.
Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Supermama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, everybody. How is everyone doing? Welcome to the Supermamas Sisterhood. This is Paulina Lopez, co-host of your favorite podcast, this podcast, of course. I am a mom of three, and I live this journey of the Supermamas with my sister, Bricia. Bricia, please introduce yourself.
Which is me. It's me. I'm Bricia. I have two children. And full disclosure, I'm actually driving right now. This is my life, you know, multitasking. Multitasking is the way of life, Paulina, when you're a mom.
It is 100%. And you, how many kids do you have, Bricia?
Two, I said already.
Oh, did you? Oh my God. See?
Oh, you never pay attention to me. I'm just like, this is my life. I'm literally like, I'm the middle sister. Like no one pays attention to me. What I do, what I need, nothing. I'm just like the one that goes unnoticed.
Cálmate. Oh my God. Anyway.
Well, I literally just said I have two children and you don't even listen to me.
I was multitasking. Okay.
Okay.
If you're new to the show, welcome to the Supermama Sisterhood. This is the Supermamas continue battle between my sister and I. And if you're a long-time listener, well, girls, you're used to this. If you don't do so already, please do follow us on our social media, Instagram and Twitter at @Supermamas, Facebook, Supermamas Podcast, and supermamas.com on the web. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter and also subscribe to the show and all the platforms that you listen, please. You can also send us an email at hello@supermamas.com or call us at 424-326-3707. And stay tuned at the end of the show for this week's tip or pick of the week. What's up, sister? So you're driving. Where are you going?
I'm picking up my kid from summer camp. I'm thankful that he's going. He has something to do in the summer. And it's actually full time. It's from like 8:30 to 5. So, but someone's going to pick up the child. You know,
I know. I'm starting that next week. The kids are going to, this week that the episode's airing, their kids are starting. Both, all of them are going off. They're leaving home finally, leaving the nest after like a year and a half. So they're excited.
That's awesome. Wait, they're going to a camp?
They're going to go to a camp at a park.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's yeah. Good. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I remember back in the day when we used to talk about summer and how I didn't know how I don't even know what the word, I'm like blanking out, but how competitive summer spots are.
Oh yeah.
And this year I remembered because I remember I was in this predicament a couple years ago when Eduardo was four or whatever. And you know, summer, and started looking for summer places and how they start booking up in March. Like so February, much. March. And I signed in up for this summer camp back in February, March.
Yeah.
And I thought it was crazy. But now as a mom of two, and now I understand, you know, with a six-year-old, you know, you got to get in early on those summer spots.
You do. And I actually this year I'm going to diversify. I actually also did that. I diversified. I'm going to do two different camps and different activities for them. because I just didn't get a spot. And every week, full disclosure, I was just like, oh, yeah, I was just going to do it. I couldn't get it. So I did multiple things, but it's cool. I mean, I think they're going to have.
You're the one who would always tell me, like, book early.
Yeah, I don't know what happened this year. I don't know what happened. Honestly, I think also, I mean, another thing that happened this year is that because no one really knew what was happening still, like March, a lot of places didn't open full time or full enrollment like other years. So it was way, way, way more limited than other years. So hopefully by next year, everything, things will go back to like, you know, like the way that things were before, because I didn't get a spot in beach camp, which is one of the things that we do every year. We didn't get a spot there. It was just like, it was either super far, super expensive. And I was just like, it's not worth it. Like for them to go 3 hours all the way to like Malibu, I'm like, no way. That's just crazy. So, but yeah, I mean, they're starting and, you know, I'm excited about them leaving. The first week that they were off school, that's when we went camping. So I consider that kind of like their first week of summer, kind of summer camp, camping, right? Summer camp, camping in the summer, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you actually went actual camping.
I did go camping, sister, and I survived. I survived.
Wait, we haven't spoken about your camping experience.
I have not spoken. It was so much work. I have to say it was so much work, but it was so much fun. Like,
I really want to hear all about this camping experience, how it went, what you did, what'd you take, what'd you expect? Was it what you expected? Was it not what you expected? Tell me everything.
Apparently, I went all out on food. I know you and I had this conversation about like what to cook and camping, and that was where my main focus went. Like
that's exactly where my main focus is when I go camping. Like straight up, just like I am so excited.
I was the most excited about the little kitchen setup that we did. Like the tent was awesome. It was great. You know, it was great. Well, first of all, I mentioned this on the show. My brother's best friend is a big camper, so he actually let me borrow a lot of the stuff. And we were super prepared for our first time being, you know, out there camping. Everyone that went, we went with three other families. There were 9 children in total and 7 grown-ups. And they all told me like how super prepared I was. I didn't know. I mean, I just took what he gave me. We took 2 tents. One was a 9-person tent, and we took a 4-person tent because originally the plan was that I was going to have my luggage and my pantry, quote unquote pantry, in the small tent to keep away from animals. And someone told me, yeah, you have to keep it away from animals. But I didn't really know that you actually had to keep it away from animals. Like, you know, like I was like, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what's the
like,
difference? Okay, but wait, okay. I want to understand your thought process. So
my thought process was
you
like,
didn't, you knew you had to keep it away from animals, but you didn't know you actually had to keep it away from animals. What does that mean? How do you think that?
So I thought, you know, las hormiguitas, que van a llegar las hormiguitas a querer comerse la comida. You don't want stuff, you know, full of dirt. No, but they were actual like crows, like at 4 in the morning. Like poking at our tents, poking at the tent. They made a hole in my friend's tent because she took her dog and she had dog food inside there. They made a hole in the tent, went through it and stole the food, the crows. Okay.
Whoa.
You literally have to keep your food away from animals. Like, it's not like, oh, es que le va a entrar una hormiga. No, they're actually going to come and get your food. And as soon as you walk out, like if you're cooking and you move to a different spot, all the animals get there to try to steal your food. You're actually fighting with the animals, you know? We didn't have bears. We didn't have anything like that. But the crows were crazy. Those crows don't give a fuck. Like, they were just attacking us left and right. So thankfully, my husband, at first I was like, you are such an exagerado. But he actually took one of those little trailers that they rent at U-Haul for $50, like a little cart, donde meten los ponies, you know, in the back. And when he got home, he was like, I think I'm just going to take this. Everything's going to go in there. I was like, wow, you have a truck. But I think it was the best decision that we made because that served as a storage. The animals didn't get to our stuff. And when we left the place to come back home, we just like put everything in there, and that was fast. So that was the first best decision. We got there. And, you know, one of the other things that everyone told me was, I don't care where you go camping. I don't care where it is. You're going to be cold at night. It's going to be so cold. So take cobijas, take beanies, take sweatpants, take it all, right? So I had like, I mean, it's the summer, so I didn't pack heavy. I took like shorts for the girls, like old clothes. Tip number one, take old clothes because you will get dirty all the time. And I took this, and then I took like half of my luggage was like pants, sweats, sweatshirts, beanies for the night. Well, we got there and there was a freaking heat wave. When we got to the place, we went to Los Padres National Park. It was 106 degrees. We got to Santa Barbara and it was 86. We went over the mountain and it was 106. I was like, what the hell? I was so tired from having to pack because the day before I came to work and I was planning to leave work early, but I couldn't. And so I got home. I still had to kind of like finish packing. I went to bed like at, I don't know, like at 2 a.m. I woke up super early to go. You know, when we were on our way over there, we blew a tire and I was already like over it, right? I was already over it. Then I get there and it's 106 degrees. And then I get there and then no one was there. They had already, they had gone to like a little pond that was around. So it was just us. And we were trying to like figure out how to do this because I don't know. I've never been camping. So I get there and they're like, yeah, this is your spot. Good luck. And I was like, okay, there's nothing. I was like, where does this end? Where does the next one start? So we actually put our tent in the parking space. Because it was under a tree. And then later the camp.
I don't understand.
So it's an open space. And then the only.
But in a mountain.
Yeah. It's an open space. And then they have numbers. Number one, number two, number whatever.
So I like was parking spaces.
Parking spaces, but they're separated because it's your parking space. You get a parking space. You get a fire pit and a bench, like a picnic bench. That's all you get, right?
Got it.
That's
and then is this like you rent this or how does this
work? Yeah, you pay for it. You have to make reservations ahead of time.
Got it.
And say that you're going to go. So they told me, okay, your number is 14. I kind of saw my friends' things around, but there was no cars or nothing because they were not there. So we get there and the actual parking space was under a tree. And because it was so hot, I was like, this is where we're going to put our tent. I didn't even know that was where you're supposed to put your car. So we put our tent. And then later when the park ranger got there, she was like, oh, this is actually where you park. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'm not going to put it over there in the sun because it's so hot. It was going to be like 100 degrees, you know, in the tent.
She's like, bitch, this is camping. Where do you think?
And then I was like, was this fine? She was like, yeah, that's fine. I mean, the only thing that can happen is that. And then I turn around and she points to a tree that fell over.
Oh, my God.
And it fell over the like the picnic bench. And I was like, okay, so all that can happen is that I could die. Pretty much. That what you're telling me? But she was so like, maybe because she lives in the mountain. Maybe because she's one with the earth. When she was so chill about it, she was like, that's fine. All that could happen is just pretty much that. And I was just like, so should I move? She was like, nah, you're fine. Nah, you're fine. Thankfully, I didn't die. The tree did not fall over us. But
oh my God, that is so... Will you still stay there?
I mean, yeah, it was hot. I'm not going to be in the middle of like... It was hot. I said, no, we're not going to move. And I was in a bad mood when we got there because it was so hot. You know, we still had to put it together. And my husband's like, what's wrong? What do you want? And I was like, I want to go home. Honestly, I want to go home. I told him I want to go home. He was like, Paulina, please don't do this. Let's just focus and let's get this going. And I was like, oh, you know, give me 10 minutes. Give me a cold drink. Give me water. Put some ice on me. And then we'll get this done.
And wait, in the meantime, where are these children?
They're running around the dirt. They're just being free kids, you know? They're just like, we're here, you know? The kids are kids. They're just, there's no car. There's nothing. There's just open space. So we get there, we put our tent. When we were at our friend's house, he gave us a tutorial. We had a video. We actually put it together in his backyard. It was so easy. And then we got there and we didn't know what we were doing. So it took like, I don't know how long to put it together. But we got it together. And then we started working on our like kitchen setup. We did our kitchen. We had our we had a prep table. We had a table for all of our stuff. We had the little kitchen. We had the stove. And then we had our picnic table con un mantel. Like the kitchen was everything. Like we had our space with the kitchen. And once my friends got there, everyone came back. They had gone to the water. They came back and the kids started playing with the kids. And Krista said, well, can I sleep with my friends in the small tent? And I was like, well, that's going to ruin my whole plan because that tent is supposed to be for my things. But I was like, fine, you know, sleep over there with the girl. So the two older girls, there were like two girls that were 9 years old. So they played with Krista. There was a 7 and a 6 year old for Sabina. And there were like two other little girls that were like 3 and younger. So everyone had friends to be with. That was the most amazing part. Everyone like,
aww.
Yeah, it was so much fun. The kids had the best time of their lives. It was like a dream come true because they had their friends 24/7. They could, you know, play with them, sleep with them, go with them. And there was no one telling them, like, don't do that. Don't come. Ah, you know, it was just like they were being free. And that first night, the plan for my husband and I was like, okay, the first night we'll share dinner with our friends. And then the rest of the days we'll cook. But, you know, we took the good food. We took the chorizo and the tasajo and the tlayudas. And so we became the chefs for the whole trip, which we didn't mind because we, you know, we were already going to make the food that we were going to eat.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed hosting. So it was like everybody would come to our campsite, to our side to eat. And then you sit around the campfire at night. And we look at the stars and, you know, it was just pretty chill. I mean, we had to, that's when I learned about the food because before it gets dark, they were like, oh, we should put all the food away. We should put all the food away. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah. So I started putting food away, but it's dark. Like if it gets dark, it's dark. There's no light. Even if you want to go to the bathroom, which the bathroom was, I don't know, probably like a 3-minute walk. No, 2-minute walk. There's no light in the bathroom. So you have to take your little lamp or do what I did and just pee next to the truck. You know, I was like, I'm not going to go in the dark. I can't hold it that long and it's too dark. So it was very relaxing at night just to be there, you know, in the dark. We put some like music and the first days because we went during the week, there was not a lot of people. It was only us and probably like two other families, but the campsite is so big that we're on the other side. We had music and we were just talking. And at night, I'm going to tell you my favorite part was that night, there is, ¿cómo te explico? Hay una llave. There's a llave de agua that you share. So there is every three or four camp spots, there is one llave de agua where you can go get water to wash your dishes and all of that stuff. Well, thankfully that was right next to us. And that night, I remember the first night, cause I was so sweaty and, you know, dirty. And I remember my friends were telling me like, you might not even take a shower. And I was like, oh hell no, I'm going to take a shower. Cause I cannot be like this. I pulled all my Oaxaca skills. I got a bucket, I got a cup of water, and I started like, you know, me empecé a bañar ahí en el agua, en la llave. And it was so good. It was so refreshing. And then just sit out there, you know? I mean, you have to put a shitload of mosquito repellent and, you know, a lot of candles everywhere. When you go on your trip, Bricia, if you think you're taking too many citronella candles, no, take more. Because there is so many mosquitoes, so many like ants, So, I mean, en la noche ponías la luz en el piso a little bit far away. You could see like thousands of freaking ants and there were gophers everywhere. Like in la noche, the animals come out. Like they're just everywhere. And it was fun. I mean, it was fun, you know, to sleep in the tent. I did not use one sweatpant, one beanie, one cobija, nothing, because it was like 90 degrees at night. So that was the thing that I say that I took extra. But other than that, I think I did pretty good. We took everything. I had to really be super chill with the kids. And, you know, I posted a video already on Instagram of how they ended up. Their clothes, let's do it. La ropa, one, I threw it away because I was just like, this is too much. And the other ones, I had them in like with sote because they were dirty. Like the kids got dirty. Sixta refused to wear shoes the whole time that we were there. And I tried, the first day I tried, I was following her around with her shoes. I was like, te va a picar una hormiga, te va a picar algo, te va a picar. Come on, put shoes on. By the second day, I was like, you know what, girl? Vas a aprender, si te pica, vas a aprender. And then no, nunca le picó ni una, nothing, nunca le picó nada. And she was happy. She was happy, full of dirt, full of everything. And it was great. We were nearby this little pond that we went to the next day. And we were there all day on floaties and water. And we would come back and, you know, cook. And then at night, the same thing, just do the first night we did popcorn. The next day we did s'mores. And that was it. I mean, we only went for two nights, which I don't recommend if you're going to do the full thing. I think it was a lot of work just for being there two nights. I would say minimum next time we're going to stay three nights for sure, because it's a lot of work. And yeah, I mean, it was awesome. It was so, so much fun. We really, really love nature more and more as we have these experiences. And I already actually have a date for our next camping trip.
That's awesome. When are you going again?
For our birthdays. We're going to go for our birthdays. You know, we usually every year we take a trip for our birthdays in October. And I'm going to go, we're thinking about going probably to Yosemite to do the camping over there.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so great.
Yeah. I invited Elizabeth, her sister, and her husband. Oh God, her husband. And her husband, I told her, like, you know, are you guys down to go? Because I know that he's been wanting to take her forever.
Yeah, and he's a camper. I think that's great. Camper. I mean, he loves camping. And also, your husband is a pretty handy guy, you know?
Super, super handy guy. He's an MVP. He's a total MVP.
Yeah, he's down for it. I mean, he knows, you know, he carries, he pulls, he tightens, he's like a...
Yeah, definitely. And it was fun. I mean, I know we didn't take our bikes, which next time we're going to take our bikes, but it's a totally different experience. You know, it's a totally different experience. I mean, there is ways to make yourself comfortable for sure. We took the inflatable mattresses, you know, we took our little kitchen, which is like, for me, that's the most important thing. I know like people have different priorities. And for us, the priority was food. And so we took our own mesquite wood to cook the food, which was amazing. Everything that we cooked was amazing. But there are some people that have other priorities, you know, and then whatever it is to make you comfortable, do it. You know, I did take a little generator to charge my phone. And we did end up like at night putting a movie for the kids on the laptop, and you know, but it's like, it's whatever makes you comfortable and whatever level of comfort you're comfortable with, I would say.
That's cool. That's so cool.
It was so fun. It was so much fun. I'm gonna put together a little list of things that I took, what I am gonna buy from the things that he let me borrow, what are things that I'm definitely gonna buy for us to keep and have. And the things that I thought like, oh, I didn't need them. I didn't really need those things.
What are you going to buy?
I'm definitely going to buy that kitchen. I'm definitely going to buy that kitchen. And then he also let us borrow this tripod, which is a grill that goes over the fire pit. That was,
yeah,
I don't know
I
if you saw that.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing is amazing because usually the grills from the camping sites are dirty. You know, people don't wash them. They just leave the stuff. I mean, you don't have nothing to wash it with. So we took our own, and then it flies over the pit. and it actually, you can lift it or bring it down. And yeah, it's amazing. It's I'm definitely going to buy it. It's like $35. It's not that expensive.
It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to buy it.
I think the best thing about outdoor living is just the food. But then again, that's just all I always think about, period, in general.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Food over everything for us.
I mean, for sure. That's the only reason why I want to go out, just to, like, and that's what I'm more excited about, you know, camping.
Yeah, and now even that though, I saw,
even though I'm like not really camping after listening to you.
No, I wanted to go where you're going, which I think it's like super awesome. It's just a different experience, you know. These are like just different experiences. I'm still down to do the air streaming that you're gonna do. I still want to do it at some point. But this was awesome for the kids. And I think also one of the things that was like the most fun was that there were so many other kids, you know. I think if it was just going to be our first experience by ourselves, it would have been very different, but there was more people, you know, there was like,
it's like a community yeah, living, like what, yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, that's, I mean, there's so many communities that just live like that. Like that's just the way they live, and your tribe and your support system, everybody raises each other. And that's the beautiful thing about creating a community in outdoors. I could see how beautiful that experience can be for the kids too, you know?
Yeah, we should definitely do it at some point whenever you're ready.
Yeah. I mean, Eduardo's school is pretty big on camping.
Yeah.
They do two big camping trips every year throughout their entire, sort of trajectory in the school, from, you know, kindergarten all the way, it goes all the way through middle school.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if I explained this to you, have I shared this on the podcast before, but when they go, you know, kindergarten, first grade, take one parent, and I think it's three nights, and I think they go to Anza Borrego. And yeah, it's pretty much out there, like just how you say it, with all the families of the classroom, and all the kids get to hang out and activities, and, you know, you learn about camping. And it just sort, and it escalates from there up to the point to where they are in middle school, and then they go on by themselves, and that's they awesome. Go and they camp alone, like, and they, that's just the way of doing things in his school. So I mean, I know for sure we're gonna get into camping just because of the school that he's in. He obviously didn't go last year because of what happened; they had to miss the, you know, that trip. But next year for sure, and that's the one thing all the kids look forward to.
Yeah, I can see why. You know, I know, like, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I grew up camping, or oh my God, I love camping. And this is a kid. And I was like, I just don't understand it. But now it's like, oh yeah, totally. Like, you're outside, you're, you know, you can get inside the tent and get out of the tent. And, you know, it's just fun. And I think also the experience of Krista being in the tent with her friends, it's something that she's just like going to hold on to, because it was like the first time that she kind of like a quote unquote sleepover, even though we were right next to her. And it was great. It was so awesome. And we actually, looking at the stars at night is just so, it's so peaceful, you know. It's so peaceful. There's no noise. You can just see, it's just so beautiful being out there. I can't wait. I'm definitely gonna, I have been obsessing with camping ever since we came back, and like, where to go next, where should I get, you know, like, what's the, like, what, watching videos and all of that. It's just so fun. I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's incredible, Lena. I mean, as you were saying all of this, I just had this vision of all the family going together camping. So I think that's when it's fun, you know, when all of us, you know, your family, my family, Fernando, his family, Elizabeth, mom and dad, and just get a campsite and cook together, and like how fun that would be, you know.
That's, that would
like,
be
that
amazing.
That sounds super fun. That sounds super, super fun.
It's a lot of work though, but it's worth it. It's,
I mean, fun. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's just family, like, at the end of the day, like, I won't end up doing anything, because like, mom, because like, dad, Ramiro, my and Fernando will take care of it. You know what I mean?
How come you didn't include your husband in there?
Exactly. Exactly. My point. Exactly. And Lucas.
And like, Lucas,
Dad, Ramiro, Fernando, Lucas will take care of it all.
Yeah, Lucas was super excited. Lucas was super excited. He was like, yeah, for sure, let's go. And I've been trying to convince Elizabeth since we started dating. Yes, let's go. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
But I still want to go. I mean, I still want to do the glamping, you know, here and there too. Because I, you know, sometimes I just want to go and rest. Sometimes I just want to go and rest too.
I mean, that's why I want to go with you guys. You guys will figure it out for me.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how, you know, I see, like, knowing your family, I don't know how you guys will feel about, like, taking showers outdoors or not taking showers. Your husband, I don't know how it's going to.
Well, like I said, I will probably find a company that will come and, like, set it up for us. And then, like, you know what I mean?
Can we use your restroom? Can we use your bath?
Yeah, probably. Shower? I'll probably like get someone to like rent a bathroom. Like, oh, can you just park like these bathrooms here just in this campsite? You know?
You probably could. I don't know. I did take one of those little shower bags, supposedly to take a shower. No. No, please, no. They're a lie. Don't get those. Just shower out.
No,
of
but
a
I'm
bucket.
Sure. I'm sure there's like a com. I mean, it's come on. I'm sure they're coming. They can be like, oh, we can set up a little area for two people here for 4 days. You know, whatever they rented by the day. You know,
I'm sure that I am 100% sure that there's companies.
Yeah, like a porta potty.
Yeah, like a porta shower.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Anyway. What else has been happening with you, sister? How was your Father's Day?
Oh, it was so great. It was beautiful. I ended up getting a hotel room for my family just for the night to do a staycation. It was my son's idea. He said that's what he really wanted to do for dad. So, you know, just creating memories. And I was like, yes, he was so excited that I came through. I've been coming through for a lot of things lately. I surprised my husband with a lot of different things, and we just hung out, had fun. It was just great. You know, I am just learning to enjoy the time that I have with my family, and
yeah,
just knowing how much a priority family is, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I think, you know, when, like I was telling you, when I got there, I was like, I want to go home. I'm just so over this. I'm tired. I have been working a lot, like working, you know, this is a lot of work. But I'm so glad that I did it, because it was, you know, it was the time that you're there just with the family, with nothing else, with no distractions, with not like, oh, I'll be back. I'm just going to go to the restroom real quick. And then you come back like 6 hours later or like not come back before they're going to bed. And just seeing them enjoy. It was just like, it just gave me more like, okay, now I'm ready to go back and keep hustling, you know, keep going at it, keep working. And also just spending time.
Yeah. Because you know, that's what you work for, right? To create memories for your family. You know, things come and go, like material things are nice and shiny things are nice. I do want one shiny thing though. I've been brainwashed into investing in one shiny thing and put it on my vision board. But I think shiny things are nice. I think you and I come from like a PTSD of, you know, losing everything and twice over. So we're not really into flashy, nice things. But I think like what I do love to invest in, you know, is just experiences and vacations and being with your family. And if that's what it's about creating memories, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. That's one of the things that I want to do more and more. It's just like traveling. I think, you know, going out there, different experiences. That's what it's about. Shiny things are great, but shiny things you will not take shiny things anywhere. You can just take memories with you. That's all.
You can also, you know, leave some Bitcoin for the rest of the people for my granddaughter.
I mean, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. I like I'm saying, you're not going to take with you. I said, like, yeah, I'm not going to take with me. You know, I will invest some things that I can leave behind for my
100%
children. I'm actually going to start doing remodeling in my backyard finally after 3.5 years of being in that hospital.
That's awesome. I just invested in some furniture for my backyard finally too. It took a year because we did our backyard last year and we're like, okay, we won't get furniture until next year. So I'm so excited. I can't wait for like my furniture to get. I'm like, finally, I'm going to have like
what I've been wanting for the past also like 3 years, because it's been such a work in progress, you know?
Yeah. And you know, it's
like furniture.
And you know, one of the other things that I realized is like doing those kind of things, like the project or even camping, it's a marriage test. It's a marriage test.
Marriage one stuff. All right. Well, so let's take a break and come back to Super Mom Take Care Tip.
Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
And we are back.
We are back.
You are no longer driving. You are in a safe place.
I was in a safe place anyway. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble and called out.
Nah.
I'm not driving anymore.
No, you weren't. And no one was in the car with you. And you were doing hands-free. Anyway, Patricia, what is your pick or tip this week?
Well, I think I'm going to start talking about the things I bought again. For my second baby. Things that I really loved and I decided to not venture out and try new things. Mm-hmm. One of them is my, I don't know if you can call this a high chair. Eating chair?
Yeah, feeding chair.
Feeding chair?
Yes.
I have two. One I reused. Mm-hmm. Is it called a Bumble or Bumble?
Yeah, I had that one. Yeah, Bumble.
Right. Okay, so that one, yes. But that one at certain point stops working because one, they outgrow it, and two, like they start jumping mm-hmm. and they start moving with it. So at that point, you have to let it go.
Yeah.
And then you have to get like an actual high chair. But I never got a high chair with the other one though. I got this chair that fastens to the table.
Oh, yeah. You had that with Eddie, right?
I had it with Eddie and I brought it out. But then I realized that when I put it away, I didn't clean it well.
He said it got stained.
And I just thought, like, mm-hmm. this is too nasty.
Yeah.
So I had to let it go, and I actually bought it again. And the new upgraded version is actually really cool because it brings its own little tray.
Oh, nice.
You know how, I mean, last time I bought this was about 6 years ago. So I think companies, after every so often, they make modifications to their...
they upgrade it.
To their products. So I got the new, it's called Inglesina, I think it's called. I think it's a brand, it's called Inglesina. Let me check right now. Yes, Inglesina. I don't know. I will definitely link it in the show notes, but it's a feeding chair that you fasten to the corner of any table. So she's at the eye level of everyone else, and you can take it with you. I mean, I'm not extra. I'm not taking it to restaurants, whatever, you know, but... I have my kitchen counter, I have my dining room, and I have my patio. Table. So I have three.
Oh, and you can actually connect it to either one of those.
Yeah, because you basically fasten it to any table. Como que se atora en las mesas, no sé cómo decirle.
Yeah. That would kind of make me nervous. I remember when I was choosing that for my kids, it would make me nervous que se fuera a caer, que se fuera, I don't know.
I mean, I could see why, but I think it's more dangerous if someone, like the dog, starts running around and knocks down the high chair.
That's true.
I had this incident with Eddie that he would start, I went to a restaurant once and he fell off his high chair.
I remember.
Because he just kind of went backwards. So I'm more scared of the high chair falling over. This one's fastened to the table. So it doesn't fall. That makes any sense. But anyway, I'm making that my pick of the week. And also it's non-invasive because, dude, there's so many high chairs out there in the market and some of them are just crazy. Like, just huge and big and intrusive. And this one is just, se va desapercibido.
I know. I seen it. I like the way that you,
it is just there. It's chilling. No one really notices it. It's just, it blends perfectly aesthetically. You're not like, and you're not spending $400 on a really like chic baby chair. You know, I've seen some and I'm like, bro, that's like the size of a car. That's crazy.
What? I no longer require those. I only have like a tall chair for Sixta, like a taller chair where she can actually be at the level of the table. But yeah, no more baby stuff. No more baby stuff for me. The other day I was at the restaurant and someone took like a two-week-old baby and they were waiting for a table right outside the office and the baby was crying. You know how like that cry is so different? Mm-hmm. Like a newborn. I swear, I felt like my breasts were like, como que se, you know that feeling when you're like with the baby, when your boobs are like changing?
I don't know, Paulina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. We're past that. It's time is up for that to happen. Mm-hmm. If it happens, yeah, it's like obra del Señor, obra del Espíritu Santo. Mm-hmm. No. Anyway, let's move on from the baby conversation for me. You know, no more for me, no more babies for me. Actually, my pick this year is a total like older children, mom of older children pick. I think one of the things that I came home and bought right away for the things camping, I didn't like buy the kitchen right away because I'm not going to use it or, you know, buy other stuff right away. But one of the things that I ordered right away when I got here was the chairs, like the camping chairs, because I realized that anywhere I go with the kids, I could use these chairs. Ooh. And there's so many different chairs out there, right? Like I saw like the ones that they let us borrow. And then I started doing research and there I bought the chair. I went like one step above for me and my husband and I bought a pair of chairs that actually recline. They're like camping chairs, but they recline and they have like a little, like you can put your feet up and like they have like a little pillow and they have a thing to hold your drink. And I think, cause I was like, I could use it
at the beach,
if I take them camping again, if we go to like the park and I just want to sit and there's no space to sit, I can just pull my chair. So if you want to do like,
Dios mi corazón, now you're going to be carrying a chair running your car too.
No, only if I take the kids somewhere.
But because you would definitely put it in and then take it back out.
I do have like my camping, you know, my beach things, my things is.
Yeah.
But this chair, my husband, I was like, I should order these chairs. And he was like, yeah, order them because we need them. And
I would love to see these chairs. Can you send me the link? I want to see these chairs.
I'll send you the link right now. And I'm sending you right now. And it's a chair that you actually put your feet up and you are like, you know, it's a camping chair, but with a little upgrade.
You did. Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a situation. Yeah.
It's definitely a situation. It's bigger than the usual camping chairs because this time that I went, I was trying to put my head back and then it would just fall over. So I was just like, no, I need something to hold my whole body and just chill. It's like a chill chair. But it's also, you know, like I'm planning to take Sabina to a few, like she wants to join soccer team. And, you know, this is like the super mama.
This is hilarious. Mom. Do you remember that one time when I was getting a facial and then you like, and I was putting on my Instagram and you at the same time were doing your own thing. And it's like the juxtaposition of me and you as sisters.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me show you the chair that I bought.
For the beach? I never thought, but I can imagine. I'm sure it's super, is it heavy though?
It's the lightest chair ever. I mean,
okay, send it to me. Let me see.
Hold on. I don't even know how to find it in the stuff that I bought. What's it called? Wait, I have to find it. Hold on.
Is it like super chic-y?
I love these chairs. I mean, I haven't gone to the beach yet, but I remember I told you that I really wanted to buy.
And like, do you just put like high, what do you put? Like luxury chairs or like chic chairs or what? Like, how do you find this?
It's,
Look, I think the way I find these things, I just speak very loudly into my phone. Like, I wish I had a really nice beach chair. And then it just gets populated with ads.
I mean, I could still return these chairs and change them for something more nice.
Or you just go on Google and you type beach chairs. And next thing you know, and then you wait 2 days. And then it's full of advertisings on your Instagram account. I found one, but it's very different though, because I think the one that you got, I haven't been camping, so.
Well, yeah, because this one is very compact. So you can actually just like compact it and then put it on your back. I don't know.
I can't believe I forgot the name of this.
Chairs? Is it foldable or is it collapsible?
It's collapsible. Foldable? What's the difference?
Well, foldable is just the ones that like the regular chairs that get nada se doblan a la mitad. Collapsible is like when you like put it like como se hacen de like a size of a pole.
Here we go.
I mean, I'm not married to these chairs, and if the ones that you send me are cuter, then I will definitely. I just want comfort. Like
I mean, they're comfort, but I mean, again, I think it's very different. But like you, it comes with like a como, with a strand, como se llama, with a strap.
Uh huh.
Oops. This is the chair.
Oh yeah, I mean, I have chairs like that, but for the beach, mine are just blue.
Yeah, they're just blue chairs.
Yeah.
They're just yellow foldable chairs. No, yeah. What you have is a situation.
No, I have that is for camping. I do have beach chairs. Those are different because the beach chairs are like lower, like the ones you have on your screen. But if you go to the park, you can't sit in that in the park.
I would rather sit on the park with these than like bust out at home.
We'll see in a few years.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? You know, here I am right now. I have two children. Maybe when my kids are, I don't know, how old are they supposed to be for me to like go into these chairs?
For you to become a señora?
I mean, I'm full of señora. I'm just saying. I have a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old. At one point, am I going to be carrying around a chair that fits into a home?
Soon. Once you start going to like, oh, I have to go to Eddie's game every Saturday. And then I have to sit like on the floor, or I can just sit on a normal sized chair. And
or I can take my beach chair.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I have a beach chair too, and I thought the same thing. And then now that I sat in a camping chair, I was like, no, I need a camping chair to go. You know, because those are like on the floor. You're sitting on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when all of your other parents are sitting like on top of you on big chairs.
And when all the other parents bust out their camping chairs.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I should get a camping chair.
Yeah, but not just any camping chair. I'm going to get the one where you
a reclining one,
you know? Hey, trust me. I want to be if I go back camping, I want to be looking at the stars sitting on my reclining.
No, that makes sense. I think camping for sure. I can understand the camping situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know. I guess like if I have camping chair and I have a beach chair, which chair am I going to take to the park?
I need to get me a park chair for that. No.
Right. No. Right?
No. Yes. I know. When did I become a señora? When did I start caring about my Tupperware? Yes, that is my pick. A comfortable camping chair.
We literally just spent 10 minutes talking about chairs.
Señora status to the fullest. Anyway.
I'm going to be like, I wish I had an ad about camping chairs and see what's out there. Instagram.
Let me know when you find them. I mean, like I said, I'm not married to them yet. I could still return them if I find something cuter.
I mean, you obviously love them. You made them your pick.
I do. They're just so comfortable. I mean, you know, I want to live the outdoor life to the fullest.
Okay. Well, let me know how that goes, sister.
I will let you know. Thank you for being on our show today, señoras y señores. Señoras. If you want to know more about the señora life, come back next week to
supermas.com. Okay, that's it.
All right. Yes.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at _supermamas and on Twitter also at _supermamas and in the face at supermamas podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Calling to our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week, Supermamas!